All these stories and more on Louisiana Focus.
The passing of a new Louisiana law is now identifying registered sex offenders and banning them from social media sites. Kelly Tian has more on this story.
Governor Bobby Jindal has recently signed a new Louisiana law, making it the first of its kind in the nation, requiring all sex offenders and child predators to identify themselves on their personal social media pages, such as Facebook or MySpace. The required information listed should include the title of sex offender or child predator, the convicted crime, the jurisdiction of the conviction, a description of their physical appearance, and residential address. Brett Crist has spoken out on the passing of the law, believing that it's unfair, saying many like him have been permanently labeled as sex offenders when they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I was 17 years old. I was in a relationship with a girl that was a freshman in high school. Her parents found out that we were sexually involved, and they had me arrested. I went to jail on December 16th of 2006 on two counts of carnal knowledge of a juvenile and one count of sexual battery.
Carnal knowledge of a juvenile is consensual sex with a minor when you're an adult. Sexual battery is sexual contact with a minor if he or she is over 2 years of age difference. The legal age of an adult in Louisiana is 17 years old. After being shielded from freedom for 5 years, the normalities of life are harder for a registered sex offender.
Ever since I've been out of prison, it's been a really hard adjustment period. People judge me. I'm a sex offender. Every time I go out to a bar or something, I have to give them my ID, which says sex offender at the bottom. I don't believe that this is right. I was in a fraternity, Kappa Alpha, and last week I got kicked out of the fraternity because nationals found out that I was a convicted felon. There's a lot of unjust judging, I guess you would say, going on based on the fact that whenever I was in high school, every girl was dating an older guy. Every guy was dating a younger girl. That's just kind of how it went. And now that I'm the one that got caught, I'm being judged by all those people that were doing it also.
The passing of the new law has brought slight ease to users, and despite few objectors, it has gained substantial support by many, including Lindsay DeHart.
I think that it's very important as a mother and as an educator that the law's passed, because social media has become viral amongst those students and children. Children between the ages of 13 and 17 and 18 are very young and impressionable. They're also the most acceptable to predators. Those predators are very concise and precise in whom they target. They target the weak, they target the young, because they are the most naive. They're not as worldly, and yet they have access to these social media sites where anybody can type anything and pretend to be who they aren't.
This law should be protecting individuals from child predators and sex offenders online, but Brett Crist believes there should be some kind of leeway.
The law in question regarding not allowing sex offenders that have been convicted where the victim is a minor, I tend to agree with it to a point. If I had kids that would be on the internet, would be on Facebook, Twitter, then I wouldn't want a sex offender being able to have free reign with my child. However, I do believe that there are people with certain circumstances. Not only should this law with social networking be changed for those people, but I believe that the law has been cut with an axe, and I believe it needs to be cut with a scalpel. People just look at the title sex offender and they don't necessarily analyze it, that there are people like my situation that were in high school with these girls and their whole lives have changed because of it. I don't believe that those people should be banned from social networking sites simply because of the fact that they've got a raw deal in life.
All those who have been convicted of offenses, including a minor, cannot participate in social media at all, while other offenses such as rape or oral sexual assault must comply to the new law. Failure to comply will result in a $1,000 fine and a minimum of 2 years in prison. If a second violation shall occur, a $3,000 fine will be presented with a minimum of 5 years in prison. Some believe this isn't the solution, while others are thankful it's a step. For Louisiana Focus, this is Kelly Tian.
Just in time for the election on November 6th, some states like Wisconsin and Florida have changed their voting regulations. Although Louisiana will have no changes in voting regulations for the upcoming election, there are still a few things that voters need to consider when going to the polls. Ariel LeBlanc has more.
November 6th election quickly approaching, many Americans nationwide are preparing to vote to either re-elect President Barack Obama or to elect Governor Mitt Romney as our nation's next president. States like Wisconsin and Florida are enforcing new voting regulations on November 6th. And while Louisiana has no new voting regulations this time around, Register of Voters for Lafayette Parish, Orlene Mo Menard, advises that Louisianians should be aware of the Louisiana identification requirement before heading to the polls on Election Day.
Louisiana always had the state ID requirement for voting on Election Day or early voting. It's just that Louisiana also has, it's called a voter verification identification affidavit. If someone shows up to the polls to vote on Election Day or early voting, they are required by law to fill that out with no pictured ID and are allowed to vote for Election Day or early voting.
Being advised of voting identification requirements on Election Day is not the only thing that Louisianians should be aware of. According to UL Lafayette political science professor Rick Swanson, voters should also be well informed of the candidates before heading to the polls on November 6th.
People to vote only if they can make an intelligent decision, not just voting based on what people tell them or just because who looks better or something, but they should educate themselves about the candidates and their policies, and then make an informed decision.
Kelsey Bro, a freshman majoring in broadcasting at UL Lafayette, has been following the presidential race in an effort to be well-informed on both candidates on Election Day.
I watch every single debate, and I make sure to watch all the news channels so I can be well-informed on both Mitt Romney and President Obama.
David Abshire is a senior in marketing at UL Lafayette. He plans on using online resources and the media to help him make a more informed decision on Election Day.
I still want to do some research, probably online, but overall I think I'm comfortable voting.
With the proper form of identification, enough information on the candidates, and with no new voting regulations for Louisianians, voting on November 6th should be a breeze. If for some reason a voter can't make it to the polls on Election Day, absentee voting is currently taking place in all parishes. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Arielle LeBlanc. India, with an overwhelming population of Hindus, is a nation that has little tolerance for other religions. For one international student in Lafayette, this statement could not be further from the truth. Jessica Taylor has more on this story.
The United States of America is often recognized by other countries as a land of opportunity and freedom. Annie, an international student who attends the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, is experiencing a side of America that is rarely seen. Here in Lafayette, Annie is facing discrimination by students from her very own country.
I'm a Christian, and my roommates, they're Hindus. So Hindus try their best to make life hard for Christians. They steal my food, and they try to, make it feel like everything I do is my mistake. Everything I do is a mistake. It's just like they treat, the Hindus treat Christians in India.
Annie is from an area in India where Hinduism is a way of life, with over 80% of the population practicing the religion. Annie sought an area where living as a Christian would not be met by hostility. As an international student in southern Louisiana, Annie's home life is only a reminder of what she faces back in India. With over 100 countries represented at UL Lafayette and a variety of religious organizations on campus, Annie's experience is rare. According to Miranda Taylor, the International Student Director for Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at the university.
Normally you see international students kind of coming together to help one another and not so much working against one another. And living arrangements in school, generally you'll find like community meals and stuff like that, and not so much of just a disregard for another person's things and that type of stuff. So it surprises me in that regard.
Despite Annie's living situation, she feels welcomed by others at the university, something Taylor recognizes as being the normal response of non-international students.
You're always going to have your cases of people who maybe aren't as culturally aware of others. But I think for the most part, UL has a very receptive and warm kind of attitude towards international students. It could be just that I just hope that it's like that. But from my experience, it has been students here and faculty are very welcoming of international students.
For now, Annie is currently looking for another place to live, a place where maybe she can live out the so-called American life, free to be who she is, a Christian from a Hindu world. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jessica Taylor. Rehearsals for Comedy Tonight, a UL Lafayette opera, are in full motion. Abby Boudreau, who plays the role of Susanna in The Marriage of Figaro, believes it's a wonderful experience for those who see the show. Hannah Trahan has more.
Rehearsals for Comedy Tonight, a UL Lafayette opera, are in full motion. It will feature two acts of scenes from several different shows. Abby Boudreau, playing the role of Susanna in The Marriage of Figaro, believes it's a wonderful experience for those who see the show.
It actually will educate you a lot on different operas. We have stuff by Mozart, Rossini, Pergolesi, and Donizetti. All the Mozart is Marriage of Figaro, and so it'll just give you a good overview of that opera.
Sean Roy, the director, says putting on a show takes a lot more preparation than people think.
In the beginning of the semester, we have the casting. Then I rehearse and I teach them. We help learn the music. Then we stage it. And in the meantime, I'm working with a costuming person, telling them what I want. I'm having meetings with the lighting person, my stage manager, I tell her. The director makes all the decisions.
Boudreau says a big conflict comes from the lack of time everyone has to practice.
We only get about 6 rehearsals for each scene. It's kind of scary just not being able to practice as much. It's a lot of outside work.
Director Roy says that theater goers will get their money's worth.
The show opens November the 2nd in Burke Theater. And it starts at 7:30 on the 2nd, which is a Friday night, Saturday night, same time. And then it's a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. $10 for the general public and free for UL Lafayette faculty, students, and staff.
Your attendance will greatly support the music program, and you will be able to watch some young local talent, so mark it on your calendars. For the Louisiana Focus, I'm Hannah Trahan.
Louisiana Focus is a production of the Communication Department in University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It is produced in association with KRVS-FM. Today's producer is Laura Trahan, the director is Hannah Trahan, and the faculty advisor is Professor Bill Davey. I'm Arielle LeBlanc.
And I'm Jessica Taylor. We will see you next week.